It's a quiet morning. The word that came was peaceful. A little breeze and a little sun coming through sometimes. And walking before the talk, how everything is just being what it is. Being itself. A little squirrel running across the parking lot. Full distance out in the open. Almost not in gravity. A couple of chipmunks chasing each other up a tree. A catkin by the pond. Releasing its tufts of seeds. And grass growing where it grows, and goldenrod where it grows. And people walking down the path. To come here to gather and be together. Walking on what someone described as these green carpets that go out through the meadow. Some people sitting here, others walking. All of it working and somehow being taken care of. So, resting here in this dwelling, in what is so natural, so simple, so here, so what we are. There's nothing we have to do. And nowhere to go. No need to try and understand or figure out. no need to protect. No need to try and be something. No need to leave here. No need to get entangled with imagining we are something small. That has to do something to be all right. This morning I was with that imagining of being something that has to do and get something. I was looking into the storytelling of that imagining. So I thought it might be good to open that up a little bit. Not to try and figure it out or solve it, but to allow this amazing quality of the fish boiling up and thoughts and stories taking shape to be more accessible to reveal. So looking at this activity we call story making, a couple of observations to share and try and emphasize. The first is that this seemingly solid and enduring and real experience of myself and the world is only being created right here, right now, in this moment, thought fish by thought fish. doesn't exist anywhere else. It's a story being played, perhaps loudly, or murmuring under the surface, just barely heard. A classic image of the movie theater comes. That amazing experience of sitting there and the story being told so beautifully, and we become the story. And every once in a while realize we're just sitting in a chair. And then back into the story. And amazing to move off to the side and see this from the larger perspective of the flickering lights of the screen and the thrall with the story. And the music. Such a big part of it. And for us, it's the music of our emotions, feelings, that make it so real. And the other thing is that for this to seem real, it has to be played and recreated right here, right now, when there's a pause, the effects of the story begin to fade. The real experience begins to dissolve into something else. The image comes of a tribal storyteller gathering everyone together regularly so that the tribal identity is maintained. It has to be retold, or it's forgotten. And the experience of immigrants who try so hard to maintain the identity with their children. And it's hopeless, as other stories take their place, and those identities are forgotten. So all of this is very accessible. Right here, no matter how ancient the belief, or how old the habit, or the trauma, it's not obscure. It's It's not written in stone somewhere. It's not hardwired. And it's not inevitable. And the third thing is how mutable and changeable these stories are. The seeming continuity is really a loosely held collection of stories. And depending on which variation is playing, it's how we feel. And it can change so quickly with one phone call or one comment. So, resting here in presence. As stories bubble up, there's no need to go trying to fix them up or understand or get to the bottom of things. The stories arise and they're here and can be seen. And resting here, there's space. There's the pausing with the feeding of the stories. And they begin to lessen and ease. And the other wonderful thing about this is that the stories that remain can be seen from the side, from the larger view of the thrall and the flickering of the screen. There's space to see all of this going on. I'm remembering something someone shared in a group about how when they woke up in the morning, there was open space and they could see the story begin to create itself. And for this person, it was to review what had happened the day before. Look into the mistakes and difficulties. Creating the story of how to face the next day. And as they were seeing this, the simple question came. Does this have to continue? No need to try to stop it or understand where it came from. Just that open space of seeing the reality, allowing room just be. So it doesn't have to be cleaned up. I'm remembering a story about Ramana Maharshi. And someone said, it must be wonderful to be completely free of a self-personal identity. And he said that that wasn't the case. That self-identity thoughts came up again and again. But they were seen for what they were. So they didn't cause trouble. So resting here in these warm waters of non-interference, thoughts and stories bubble and dissolve, even as fish boil and the water surface is disturbed. Intense emotional soundtrack is being played. Still, the deeper waters are not moved. And the boiling dissolves back into the waters too. So resting here, no need to create something or change something or fix something or be better. Just dwelling here in this that is so whole, so natural. So what we are. All right, let's end the words here.